Hello, this is Cassie Miller, Marketing Officer at The Junction, and I'm joined right now with Kate, Beth and Jen from Maison Fu.
Hello.
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 And Maison Fu are back in the building today with Memoirs of a Biscuit Tin. So it's nice to have you guys back with us. Last time you were here as two librarians for Sampled and Jam. So can you tell us a bit more about your show?
Yeah. So Memoirs of a Biscuit Tin is a topsy-turvy tale for grown-ups. It's a piece that we've been creating over the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. We all toured to it to Edinburgh, two Edinburghs ago, as it were, and it was we had great sell-out success. It's all about an old lady who's disappeared called Mrs. Benjamin, and we play her house. We play the wall, the floor and the chimney who go on a journey to look for her, and we stumble across a biscuit tin, and inside this tin is all of Mrs. Benjamin's memories or trinkets or things she's kept to remember happy or sometimes sad times in her life. Mm-hmm. And we invite the audience of tonight to come on a journey in Mrs. Benjamin's house to look for her. Help us look for Mrs. Benjamin.
And I hear there's an extra surprise in store for audiences tonight, an installation in the foyer.
Yes, we've got our mobile library. It's an installation of two rather intriguing cyber librarians, and we're encouraging people to leave memories with us tonight and fettle through our drawers as inspiration and post your memories to us. Then we're going to put them online. We have a memory blog, and so we're kind of making authors out of everybody, so you can come and be a prize-winning author.
In the build-up to the national tour and as part of it, we have been, because Memoirs of Biscuit Tin is the theme of memory, we've been on a mission as librarians to collect the memories of the nation. Okay. So we've been in various cities, including coming to Sampled, which is where we scratched them initially, to collect memories and to make authors of audiences and to, I suppose, engage people in being writers and not just being, a passive audience, but to again engage with many levels. So if you are interested in becoming an author, then you can also go online to www.maisonfumobilelibrary.com and you can give us one of your memories, type it in, and we will ask our librarians to post it on our cyber shelves.
Okay. What are your future plans?
Well, it's all still very busy with the tour at the moment. We are touring again with the show in spring. And then we're hoping to be back at the Sample Festival for the second time to have a play around with the piece we started scratching at the Jam. We might bring another section of it, which is The Wife and the Shoemaker, which is a play on the Elf and the Shoemaker, and we're looking at delving into the dark side of that. And we may be bringing back the installation as well. So people, if you're not here tonight, you can maybe meet Barbara, Anne and Suzanne live cyber-styly at the Sampled in May.
So plenty of opportunities to catch you at the Junction in the next couple of months.
Yes.